All right. Welcome to my new episode of this month of March, toward the end of March. I decided to come on here. Of course, I did a video version. I actually was going back and forth. Should I do a video version? Because I don't have all the bells and whistles today. I'm not all dolled up and I'm okay with that, which is really what I'm talking, getting ready to talk to you about today. And the title of this particular podcast episode, I'm going to be sharing with you, what does a higher love mean? Where did I get it from? I'm going to be talking about that initially, what that is, what that means. If you've been following me, I've really been talking about how my weight loss was my side effect when I went on my healing journey. So I'm going to be talking more in depth what a higher love really is and what it means. And I'm going to be sharing with you my personal insecurities that I had as far as comparing myself to other people, comparing myself to other entrepreneurs. Being insecure and not really knowing what manifestation means. Feeling insecure and not believing in myself, in a nutshell, in short. And so I am believing in myself and staying consistent with that. And that oftentimes for me has been my own downfall because I have believed the hype. I have believed other stories that I've seen through YouTube. And I have believed based out of what I have seen, what they have shared, only in part, what they've shared. I started in 2 years ago and I became, I just started becoming this multimillionaire. And you have to do the grind hustle. You have to do this in order to make this happen. You have to keep showing up every day. You got to keep posting every day on social media. If you don't post, that's not how you make your money. And let's try this way. This way, you can make this much money a month. And I have to really be honest and transparent with you that I was finding myself trying to do all those things that those coaches were telling me, all those things that I heard other that I saw other people who had over 1 million followers and the people who had in the thousands of followers. And I really tried to do all those things, and I was pressing against my own heart, my own desires. And I get it. I am all about looking presentable, but I'm all about authenticity. And if authenticity doesn't sell, if authenticity isn't what wins the ticket, I don't want it. I have to be authentic. And I have to be who I am. And I recognize that who I am is enough. And that's it. That's it. So what is a higher love? So you might say, well, what's the whole point of your brand, and why did you come up with a higher love? Well, I came up with a higher love 8 years ago. I didn't come up with the actual phrase myself, but my former spiritual teacher in the very beginning of my journey of healing, and I'll talk about that in a minute. We were on this call. It was a group call, and it was all about self-help, spirit, to help your spiritual walk and journey with God. And we were all on this fast to draw closer to within ourselves, closer to God, and to heal. And so on one of the calls that I was on, she had one of her colleagues that was talking about a particular segment. In the particular segment, my coach had interjected as her colleague was sharing with us on the call what, her topic was. And my former teacher said, "Oh, that's because what you were talking about, it's another level of love. It's a higher love." And when she said that, there was something that in me that said, "This is it. This is the path that I am on. And I am going to call this a higher love." 8 years ago, I had an encounter with God. Call it the divine intervention. Call it an awakening. You can call it all the things. As a matter of fact, it felt like all those things. I will call it a divine awakening. I just awakened consciously to God. And what I mean by that is, let me back up some. So if you haven't heard my story or haven't heard my journey, 8 years ago, my life was just going very chaotic. I found myself just very, I was very unhappy. It felt like a tornado that I was trying to fix and sweep up. It felt as if I was trying to fix the things that was happening outside of me. So that's the epitome of it, if you can get a visualization of a tornado, and you see the couch in the tornado, you see, well, for me in my life, when you think of the tornado, you think of all the things that gets swept up in the tornado. Well, for me, my tornado was low self-esteem, brokenness, feeling that I wasn't enough. There wasn't enough money going around. I was in this constant limbo of hearing my soul cry out, telling me that all the things that I was doing wasn't the answer. But I lived in this level of consciousness where I thought that the things outside of me was what I needed to fix. So I tried doing all the things. And so I tried losing weight, which was for years. I tried losing weight and I tried fixing my relationship and I tried making more money. And I tried all this stuff. I tried all the things. And just through life, I just kept trying to fix life, fix myself, fix this, fix that, fix that. Trying to stop this, prevent that. All the things. And I was just restless. And I had my divine awakening with God, where I was tired of it. And I was so diligent in making things better for my family and making more money. And as I began doing more of that with that mentality, I found myself feeling more restless. And so when tragedy hit my life, or like this divine awakening hit my life, it left me in a fetal position. It left me talking to God, saying, "I think this is this tragedy that has happened, that has gotten my attention, that has had me at a standstill, has caused me to pause, has caused me to stop. Stop everything. Stop everything at a halt. And I knew intuitively that it was a sign. It was a sign to say, okay, we can't keep showing up like this anymore. We can't keep showing up like this anymore. How do I show up? Show me who I really am. That was my cry out to God. And immediately God began answering my questions, began showing me how I was showing up and showing me my belief patterns, showing me my childhood experiences and belief patterns that I had created that made me this person that I thought I had to be and how I had to show up. And I was shown the messages and the images that I had seen through social media and how I viewed myself and God and relationships and money and all the things that I thought I had to fix externally. It left the tragedy in my life during that time left me at a standstill of saying, I need to stop showing up that way. I need to stop trying to fix everything. God, show me who I really am. And in that divine moment, that was when God had showed me this vision of how I was showing up. You've ever, if you have children, have seen, like if you're giving your child discipline, or, you know, you see them going down a road for so long and you watching them, you just let them keep going. You let them keep doing, you don't say anything. And they either bump their own head or you either tap them on the shoulder and say, okay, that's enough, stop. For me, it felt like a combination of both. And, you know, back to that analogy, you look that as a parent, you'll look at the child and you say, I've been watching you all this time operate like this. I've been watching you all this time show up that way. And you know what? That's actually not you. That's not how you have to fix things. That's not how you have to show up. This isn't who you are. And I'm getting ready to show you who you really are. It was like a gong that went off in my head. And as I begin rebirthing, there was a lot of belief patterns, a lot of the old wineskin that I had to release and fall off of me. There was a level of understanding of me that I had to recognize and divide from. There was so much that I learned and awakened to as far as understanding. One of the things that I have shared is understanding the mind versus who you divinely are. That I remember Eckhart Tolle had said that, and it rings so true. I recognize when I had that encounter with God and that truth started revealing itself through me and in me, awakening itself, really, because it had always been in me, but I was so busy and consumed in doing all the things that I mentioned earlier that I didn't really tap into that truth. I was believed that the world outside of me had its power over me. So I was, in essence, subjective to the world. I was, in essence, subjective to what I saw and trying to fix what I saw. And I thought that it had, once again, power over me. And there was a 3D level of dimension, a 3D level of thinking that I had accumulated and learned and been and was rooted in for so many years. I grew up in Christianity, and I always have felt a spiritual aspect of me that was that saw things differently. And I believe that because I was wired that way, that that's why I was able to crack through the truth. And so you might say, well, what is a higher love? What does it mean? Okay, so a higher love, my whole brand, is all about awakening to a higher level of consciousness, awakening to a higher level awareness, understanding, and truth of what love really is. And love is in so many things. Love is who we are, and God is love. But I have experienced love from a place of fear, from a place of scarcity, from a place of short-term romanticism. And what I mean by that is, in conditions, a lot of drama revolved around love, a lot of duality as it relates to love, scarcity mentality as it relates to money, the mindset of many people in this world that I was operating under most of my life until I had awakened. And so when I awakened, now, you know, and truth was revealed, I had to walk that stuff out of me. So it was like I was, in essence, in rehab. I was, in essence, pruning. I was, in essence, churning and becoming and letting go of this old wineskin and letting go of the former sense of self. And that was, it was hardwired in scarcity. It was hardwired in fixing things out externally. It was very hardwired. So but my soul was, it was like my soul had awakened to my calling. My soul had awakened to my calling. So that's why I call my brand A Higher Love, because my message is sharing with people and helping people break their own shackles, breaking through the belief patterns, breaking through agreements, breaking through what they think they can't break through, breaking through brokenness, breaking through people hurting you, break the story of someone hurting you, breaking through the scarcity mentality of believing there isn't enough money to go around, breaking through the mentality that you'll always be sick and that you'll never get well, just breaking through these things that Jesus has shown me, breaking through those barriers that the Holy Spirit just doesn't let up within me, because I had awakened to the knowledge and the wisdom of Christ. I had awakened to this divine truth that had already always been in me. But once again, I was under this 2D, actually, a 3D, you know, 3D is what we see, thinking that, you know, the forms that we see, it has power over us. Okay, so I want to talk about that. So I came from this mentality where faith wasn't even an option. It really was more about fixing physical, tangible things. You see a problem, you fix it. If there isn't enough money, you do this to get the money. And so, that there isn't enough to go around, that life is hard, that people are out to hurt you, people are out to get you. that you can't trust yourself, you can't believe in yourself. You have to believe in the system outside of you. And so there was this disconnection and just deep, deep depression that I had. I can remember one day vividly. I had never wanted to commit physically harm me. I had never wanted to physically harm me. But I had reached a pinnacle part right before I was getting ready to take that journey of awakening. I knew something was getting ready to shift because the tension in my life, I got so intense. It got so intense and I was tired. And my soul was awakening me. I believe it with all of my heart that I had awakened to this calling. It was meant for me to awaken. It was meant for me to be, had to get to that point of tension so that I could awaken to this power, the spirit of God that lives within me and this spirit of God that lives within you, that authentic blueprint that lives within you that has the power to break every chain. It does. And that's just point blank in the period. This is why Jesus came, to show people the way, to show people the path. This is why Jesus actually as well left. He said, it is good for me that I leave. You know, in essence, if I don't leave, then you will not recognize the power that you have within yourself. You will not, this is so good. You will not recognize the power that I have shown you, that I've exemplified. You will not know the greater works that is within you. You will not know if I stay. As for somebody, let me switch positions. You won't know. You will not know. You just won't know. And there had to have been things that had to break off of my life in order for me to tap into this truth. This is what a higher love is. So I want to talk about believing in yourself and not comparing yourself. And understanding your wiring. I have many people to thank on my journey. Many people have helped me. Many great spiritual teachers, mentors have helped me. I can think about the very beginning. So even people who I, you know, thought were against me, they've even helped me, right? Everything helped me. So I thought about the very beginning of my journey when I had my first spiritual teacher, and she helped me greatly. She helped set the foundation of where I was to continue. And I remember, honestly, I reached a point, not to go into too much detail, because I want to honor and respect the story. There was a point where it was time to leave. It was time for me, to leave under that mentorship. And I was like, I felt it in my spirit. And I was like, how? Like, this is so new. You know, the not even fully aware and okay with the fact of the blueprint being inside of me. But I'm like, well, how? Like, she's so good and she has this many followers and you know, and she's older than me and I need her. And I recognized that my journey with her was up. She had no more to offer me, that it was time for me to take the path without her. To me, that is the true essence of having a mentor is for you to recognize, in my opinion, the power that you have within yourself to now go off into your destiny, but not be codependent of someone. So I eventually left as being her mentee, and I was still scared because I'm like, okay, like Noah, you built the ark. It's like, okay. Okay. And I'm in the meantime, I'm still feeling broken. I'm still, you know, things are falling off of me. I'm learning different things. Things are shifting around me. And I'm just like, this is scary. I need another mentor. And I kept hearing, no, you don't. You're good. But I still felt uneasy. I didn't feel confident in myself. Because I believed for a very long time that the answers were in the tangibles. So I was looking for physical, tangible proof. And I hadn't seen it yet in my life. The things that was changing inside of me was what was changing inside of me. And I was so insecure of that, I didn't think that that was enough. So I was doing duality. I was trying to fix things physically. And while things was happening on the inside, I was holding on to things, holding on to my, holding on to the things in my life. I was holding on to my children, holding on to my relationship, holding on to money. I was holding on to all these things out of fear. And yet there was this constant, churning that was happening spiritually on the inside of me, that was constantly evolving. So it was as if it didn't matter. For those of you who are still struggling as you are transforming and you're afraid or you didn't get it right the first time. It's not really about getting it right. I want to talk about that. It's not about getting it right or being perfect. You will learn as you evolve. And as I kept going, that thing, listen, once you say yes to God, once you have say yes to God, like sincerely, your life truly is never the same. You literally start transforming, even in your fear, even in your trepidation, even in your feeling of holding on, even in your uncertainty, even in your scarcity, even when you feel you have to hold on to your job, or you feel that you have to hold on to your children, or hold on to your relationships, or hold on to whatever it is you feel you have to hold on to out of scarcity. And it's like, it didn't matter. It didn't matter whether if I was still afraid. I had told God yes, and God's promise was yes and amen. So it was like a done deal. So it didn't matter if I was scared. It didn't matter if I had these extreme moments of being afraid. It didn't matter. It didn't change. Even though I was caressed, I was loved, I was consoled in the process of me transforming. It was as if like it's still a done deal, whether if you're afraid or not, it's still a done deal. And I couldn't go back to the way that I used to be. I couldn't. In essence, I couldn't go back because the garment had left me. The garment that I used to wear, my belief patterns, even though there were some things that I was still kind of stuck to me like a post-it, you know, you have post-its. And there was still some gorilla glue, some of those post-its, some of those agreements, some of those belief patterns, some of those memories of feeling hurt, memories of pride, memories of the sense of self that I had, this egotism that I was carrying, my belief patterns that I was rooted in, that I stood firm in and that I thought was who I was. God began very showing me very, very quickly that the root of those things that I was rooted in was fear and a scarcity mentality. I had to walk that stuff out. And so it felt as if I was, recognizing that my mind had these different post-its in its in inside of my mind. And these different post-its had different belief patterns and agreements. And some of the post-its, they came off, pretty easy. Some of them, came off unconsciously. Some of them came off consciously. And then there were some post-its that was stuck to me like gorilla glue. Some of the hurts, some of the pride, a lot of that. I had to awaken to what true power really is, and that's love. And sometimes love, when I think of the epitome of how Jesus presented himself in love, some people would think that Jesus was meek, and Jesus was, but some people misconstrued meek with weakness. I remember when I was a little girl, and I remember watching the movie of Jesus, it was pretty raw and uncut. I remember that. And I remember one of the soldiers who had came to get, well, there was a group of soldiers to that was looking for Jesus, right? Because according to what I remember, Thomas had basically told the soldiers or the people in town that he knew where Jesus was in exchange for money, in exchange for silver. But getting back to the topic, I remember when I saw in the particular film, a particular scene where the soldiers had took Jesus and, it like how they snatched him. And I was just mad at him. I felt like Peter. Like I was like, charge them, like kill them, right? Like show them who you are. I remember thinking that that was a sign of like weakness. Like, nah, tell me who you are. And I can remember and having experiences in my mind whereby I remember having a meek spirit. I still do. But I can remember instances in my mind where I was taught, don't let people run over you. Don't let people treat you that way. Fight back physically. Tell them off. That was just how I was taught. And that's just not me. That's not my nature. It's not who I am, and I'm grateful. It's not who I am. I'm not wired that way. And I'm very grateful that I find safety that. I find safety in knowing that it's okay to be who I am. To me, standing in who you really are and being that, standing in love is the biggest strength. But I remember, like I said, being younger, being taught differently. Like, no, you physically fight back, you tell them off, you make sure they don't run over you. And I get it. I understand it. I don't agree with it. It just doesn't work for me. It's not my resonance. It's not my truth. It's not my freedom, and it's not my peace. And I know that many of us can be tricked by, because that's what we see. That's what we see. You know, if you see something tangibly that you think is wrong or that you think is a threat, you fix it. Now, granted, of course, if you see a dog coming charging your way or a bear come charging your way, there is a level of when you speak your truth. Absolutely. Do I always do it perfectly? Absolutely not. But I know at the end of the day, I know what resonates with me. I know it's my resonance. I know when it's time to speak what is considered conflict. And I know when I don't need to raise what I have thought was power, but really it was actually rooted in fear and a lot of backbiting. And a lot, you end up really, in essence, at the end of the day, you end up hurting you. And there's a lot of drama on TV. There's a lot of things that are emphasized. Even if when you think about it, people to this day will record people fighting as a sense of gloating in it. Will record, and a lot of the drama of, like, you know, you think of a lot of reality TV shows is so popular because of the drama. There's a certain vibration. It's emphasized. It raises a level of that fear versus flight. Fear versus fight. Or no, fear versus flight. Adrenaline. And it gets people going. And it emphasizes what fear really is. That's the real truth. But we think that it's power. And it's not. And it's been so infiltrated in our system. So infiltrated as women. Especially what we've experienced in life. It's so much of that mentality has just been infiltrated in religion. Infiltrated in so much of who we think we are, infiltrated in relationships, infiltrated in so much. And I have been afforded the amazing ability and opportunity to awaken to the truth, to tap into a higher level of consciousness, a higher love, a higher level of truth in all things, relationally, financially, health-wise. I have been afforded this amazing opportunity, this amazing awakening to step into this truth. I remember Tabitha Brown said, you know it's God when it's something that doesn't leave you alone. It just doesn't let up. That is me. This calling. So when I was breaking through those chains, breaking through that level of consciousness, breaking through, purging, pruning, releasing a lot of the hurt, the guilt, the not feeling enough, the feeling that there's not enough money to go around, the anger, the backbiting, the unforgiveness, the pride, and started leaning into the truth. That truth never left. And everything that I've gone through, experienced in the physical and spiritual and emotional and mental, that truth never leaves. I want to encourage you to follow that truth. I know that is, this is what Jesus said, straight and narrow is the gate and few will find it. That's the truth, y'all. And I get it, because what's noisy seems the easier path. But you gotta listen to that still small voice, that still small resonance in you that I had Ever since I can remember, when I was a little girl in Sunday school class, I always had Jesus, this light within me, speaking to me, telling me the truth about love, even whispering, like, love is not complicated. We as humans make things complicated. You don't have to get someone back. That's too much anger to hold on to. So I heard these things in my head and in my spirit, in my ear. And so that being naturally wired like that wasn't popular in my environment. It just wasn't popular. But I'm grateful that it wasn't, because the adversity that I experienced through life brought me to the path of awakening to who I've always been. And that's why I'm here to share this message and to help you break your internal belief patterns and cycles. So this is what a higher love, it really in essence, is all about. So I've shared with you my insecurities. I've shared with you what I struggle with, and I share with you the calling that just doesn't leave, when it's just inside of me to live out that truth in every area of my life, and for me to just live it, not try to prove it to people. I remember when there was a time when I was trying to prove it to people. I was trying to force it, and I just heard in my spirit, no, you don't have to prove, force anything. Be it. Live in that truth from within. Believe in yourself. I was reminded today that so many people will show you what they want to show you through social media. But behind the scenes, they won't, show you the insecurities or show you what they don't think you will want to hear to win sales or to win followers or to win acceptance. You never know why. But for you to believe in what you have, and I do. I genuinely believe in myself. It's not easy sometimes. And sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. And sometimes it's not when I'm in a certain level of consciousness. But I know how to go back to the truth. I just do. And we all have this ability. I just help people say yes to the power that they have within themselves to break those shackles, break childhood wounds, break anything that you feel broken from. That's what I help people through. This is why this has the ability to, help you. You can heal yourself, because that's where God lives, inside of you. And if we follow that path and follow that blueprint, that's our answer. That's all I have today. I will leave my link at the bottom. I'll leave my link at the bottom. And that's about it. If you would like to work with me in helping you do the work that I just shared with you, I help people heal from their subconscious fears and belief patterns. So every area of their lives can change without them forcing it to change. Because if this is, here's the thing, we don't have to force anything to change. It's already in you. You have the power within you. and things will become like a magnet to you. You will know the right moves. No, it won't be perfect. It won't. It's not about being perfect. I really have to understand that. Even in this world of, you know, when they have like gurus or that, you know, people are talking more on spirituality. It's not perfect. It's not about being perfect, but about being aware. Aware. Self-aware. That's all we need to be, is become self-aware. That's why being still and sitting with yourself is important. And what resonates for you to be in the path of mental wellness, spiritual wellness, emotional wellness, physical wellness. The topic of, you know, I share also, you know, how I lost like over 70 pounds at most. And that was pretty huge for me because I had struggled so much with my weight most of my life. And here I come to this divine awakening. And then I started listening within. I started doing, you know, the internal healing. And then I started doing things that became in alignment with how I was feeling. And I was so in tune to what was happening internally that I just found myself losing weight. Of course, I went to boot camp. Of course, I got a personal trainer. Of course, I started eating right. But when I started the journey, I did it because it was in resonance with me awakening spiritually. So I was feeling this load releasing off of me. And I no longer want to go coddle myself with potato chips all the time, even though there's nothing wrong with potato chips. But I no longer started coddling. I no longer was confiding myself, coddling myself with food. Even though I still love food, I just eat whole now. More often than I do the chips. I still eat chips. I started working out. And that was starting to make me feel better and resonance with what my spirit was saying. So, yeah. That's how I lost the weight. But that's with anything and everything. Everything is within. So if you want to change your physical, go within. Ask the questions. If you want to change your relationship, go within. Ask the question. Trust it. Believe in yourself. You want to change your finances, go within. Ask the questions. Believe in yourself. Don't be caught up with the outcome. Don't be caught up with what you physically see. Or what hasn't changed. Don't be caught up in that. And don't allow that to make you doubt what's within. God is within you. Don't believe in yourself is believing in God. All right? It's your own divine resonance. And this is something that I remind myself every day. This is something I renew my mind every single day. Sometimes even in the morning, I'm like, oh my God, like why do I have to renew the same thing again? Some things you have to renew your mind about. And that's okay. Some things not. Some things you do. But understand, like I said earlier, you are not your mind. I'm recognizing that. And that's it. Without judging. Sometimes I can get tired of it. I do. Like sitting with it, like, oh, here we go with this mind thing again. Oh, what you got to think about now? What you trying to work? What you trying to break through now? What are you trying to make sense of now? What are you trying to validate now? What's going on? All right. It's like having you're having a discussion with somebody who's pig-headed about something that they're adamant about. And at the end of the day, they know that they're not right, but they know that they're not having the right perspective, but they still want to be heard. And you're the spiritual person, or you're the person that has a higher perspective. And it's like, you're listening to that part of you. So that's the lingo. That's the language that I have with myself. And that's just where I am. And I'm okay with that. And so you find what works for you to stay in alignment, to be in alignment with that. It's like being a parent, gentle parenting. Gentle parenting, being a shepherd over your mind. Knowing that you're not your mind. Good stuff. So, it's about 50 minutes of content. I think I'm done right now. You will feel somebody could use this. You want to play this back over and over again. You want to share this with someone. Share this with your group, family, church members, organizations. You want to play this back over and over, by all means, do so. All right. What else did I want to say? I will be posting this on YouTube as a podcast. I will be also uploading it there, getting that started, creating my audience there. And also, we'll be posting this, uploading this on all podcast platforms. That's all I have today, guys. If you have any questions or you would like to work with me and learn more about me, I definitely, once again, will leave my website and my email at the bottom. That's all I have. Bye.